Blog Talk Radio.
We've been coming here for quite some time. Many conversations, not really expressing our true feelings, playing games. But I'm here to put all my cards on the table to express to you how I really feel. Now that I've done so, the floor is yours.
Last lifetime, I must have overdosed on your love, because this time around, I'm permanently tipsy. With your name on the tongue of my tip, can't even speak right, can't even sleep, and I'm missing your voice and your choice in thoughts. I guess I want to stop looking for intoxication. No need to inflate this drumming in my brain when I try to release this pain in my chest. I got to rest, I need to chill. I need to chill. But then I see you smile and all my hard work ain't worthwhile anymore. Just a festering sore and no amount of drinking milk is gonna calm it. Just drinking rum to block out summertime, or at least I try, and at least a generation later I'm still trying to ease my soul, still trying to ease my soul.
On a beautiful Wednesday evening, everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to LOTO Radio, the comfort zone, always bringing real artists, and more importantly, real music, back to the airwaves. And tonight's artist spotlight, gifted vocalist, and also actress, may I add, LaTanya Holmes, as we debut her new hit single, Things Change, from her follow-up hit single, of course, Love Hangover. So I want you to sit back, relax. The Teddy Bear has you here in the zone. And without further ado, we welcome the incredible and the captivating Miss LaTanya Holmes. My queen, how have you been doing?
Hey, Teddy Bear. I'm great. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. First and foremost, welcome back to the show and congratulations on your new single.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back. I was so excited when I heard that you guys wanted to have me back. It's just absolutely wonderful. Thank you.
No, the pleasure is definitely all ours. You know what? You were missing for a while. I said, okay, it's been a minute.
Yeah.
You blessed us with Love Hangover. And I said, okay. She pulled a John Lennon on us. She took an extended vacation from music. And then my program director informed me, said, well, Teddy Bear, you know, Miss Holmes is back. I said, oh, really? She is. Yeah, really. Things change. So the $100 million question, my queen, what exactly things have changed in LaTanya Holmes' life over the last, almost 2 years?
Almost 3 years. I put out Love Hangover like May of 2013. So it's, it's 3 years actually. Oh, a lot has changed. Well, I went through that situation that the song is about. So that took some time, you know, to heal and forgive and get myself back on track and focus and get back in the creative mode. But in the midst of waiting for all of that to happen and the song to come to fruition for myself, I'm an actress as well, so I've been doing quite a bit of commercial work and some guest stars on some TV shows. So I was keeping busy in the acting world while pulling my emotions together in order to, you know, have things change, wake me up at 4 a.m. with these just flowing off of my brain. So pretty much just regrouping and making sure I came back the right way and in the right frame of mind.
You know, I've had this conversation with many colleagues, and I've always said all of us, to an extent, we've all gone through our certain changes as far as relationships are concerned, especially affairs of the heart. And I think all of us, to a certain extent, we have to kind of somewhat micromanage our emotions. Mm-hmm. During that particular time in your life, how were you able to take something that can be so hurtful, allow it to take you through a journey and kind of just use it to fuel you from a music standpoint?
You know what? It was a struggle at first because I was still so very angry, but You know, I went to counseling. I was talking about this in another interview yesterday. I'm from Georgia, and so growing up in the South, you know, we're taught that if you go to therapy or counseling, you're crazy, crazy people. But what I've learned now that I've lived in Chicago, New York, and now in L.A. is that you kind of look twisted if you don't get some help and talk to somebody that's, you know, non-judgmental and it's going to tell you the truth and not form an opinion and judge. So I have a wonderful counselor. Her name is Dr. Jocko. And just sitting and talking with her, what I discovered was that in order for me to, the first step to healing was to forgive. And so I, you know, that took a process. And so once I was able to get to that point, I realized that my story now was a testimony to not just women, but to some men too. I do not believe at all men are dogs. I do not believe that women are the only ones who are betrayed. I believe it works both ways. And so my thing was to sit and figure out, you know, am I ready to expose this? And I don't want it to come from a place of sounding like angry black woman. I don't want to sound like man hater, but I have to tell the story. I want to be true. So I was like, you know, I'm just going to tell my story, and I pray that people will receive it for exactly what it is. It's my story. It happened, but my thing is we have a choice in life, and so I chose to make it a positive situation in that though I was in that situation, you know, it took two. I stayed a little longer because of embarrassment to say face and all of that and not wanting to start over, but at the end of the day, I realized that my happiness was more important, and so is his. So it was like, I made the choice of happiness, and I made the decision to find peace with it and then tell my story through this music and that letting some other woman or man know that they don't have to stay. If it's not good, get out, because it's only going to get worse. And you know, I started seeing all these stories on the news where people, the females killed by her boyfriend, they didn't get along. It was, their relationship was dead 2 years ago, but they both trying to make it work. And I was like, God, I don't want to be that statistic, and I don't want him to be that statistic. That's, neither one of us deserve that. So I felt like I had to, you know, once these lyrics came, and I was like, I got to tell this story. It would be selfish of me to not share my story, because God only knows who this song saved, you know, and touched. That's the whole thing. I really want to empower and uplift men and women who are maybe in such not such good relationships, be it physical or it could be a work relationship. It's not just about boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, or wife. It's about relationships and period, friendship. You know, you could be in a situation where you have a draining friend or a friend that's holding you back and you're still trying to help, but you know, we have to learn to let go and that there are seasons, and some people are a season. So that's how things change came, and that's why it's here. And again, I just hope that it will uplift and empower, and that the message is clear that at the end of the day, you have to love yourself first, because no one else is going to love you if you don't love you.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I want to touch upon something that you said that to me personally was very thought-provoking when you mentioned about going to see a psychiatrist. And I think it's not just where you're from as far as quote unquote from Atlanta. I think just overall in general in the black community, for us as black people, African-American people, us going to seek therapy, quote unquote, yeah, you have to be crazy. We don't do that. And I've always told a lot of people, I said, my outlook on that is we, at the end of the day, we all need someone that we can confide into and that we can trust. And we're being made to feel that whatever we say is not going to be held against us. And that's one of the hardest things to do. When I listened to Love Hangover, I said, you know what? She's in love. That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. I mean, it resonated through your voice. And then when I listened to Things Change, I said, you know what? She's felt it. She's gone through something, and she's standing in it. She's exposing it to the entire world. Through the process, how much has the therapy helped you to become much stronger than you even thought you were to show this kind of vulnerability to share your experience with the listeners?
It has helped me tremendously. And I must add that I didn't start seeing her with this breakup. I actually started seeing her when I was injured in The Color Purple. You know, and that, I think we talked about that injury and that accident with the Love Hangover. Love Hangover was
yes.
my comeback.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so that she's been my therapist since before Love Hangover. I've been seeing her since 2009 when that injury happened. So she just happened to still be in my life when this relationship started to crumble. And we both went to her together and tried, you know, couples therapy. And you know, that worked for about a month. And then so for me, having her, she's been a godsend, only because, you know, she doesn't take no crap. And, you know, I'm known to be a tough cookie. You know, it's hard to break me. So it's like I would say crazy stuff. I knew it was crazy, you know, and she would be like, look, I'd be like, I don't want to talk today. She's like, get out of here then, go home. Like, it took her to stand up to me to just break me all the way down, like finding myself in a ball in her office just crying because I was so mad that I was mad at her too. You know, the anger just set in because it's like you give and you, you know, it's just, you know, all those felt like at that particular time, everything was crumbling, not just the relationship, but, you know, my career. It was slow in the acting world. It was slow. You know, my music was at a pause because I felt like I wasn't focused. My brain was on trying to save this relationship. And so I was just all distracted and a mess. So, you know, it took her to say, look, I have a waiting list of people who want to get in this chair. If you don't want to be here, then you can get up and go. When you're ready to talk, you come back. And that was the breaking point for me. I'm like, this lady is the one. You know, she's strength. So her strength strengthened me, and it made me feel, you know, open again. You know, I was able to talk to her about the injury, but the whole relationship thing, you know, like you said, here I am thinking I'm in love, and the world thinks I'm in love, and it's just everywhere. We're the perfect couple to the outside world. And so all those things of my family, how do I tell my family? How do I – just all of those things that come with that situation ending, or, you know, relationships ending. I honestly say it was, she was actually the one who told me, you know, all this anger, you got to let it go. She said, you have to let it go. You have such, I know it hurts, but at the end of the day, you're still here. You're still breathing. You woke up today to come see me. So why don't you find a way to take this anger and make a song? Write a book. Your life is a book. Your life is a musical. Your life is a TV show. Your life is a film. Your life is an album. Tell the truth. Tell your stories. People know the truth. And there you have it. After she said that to me, it changed my mindset. I was like, I've got to come out of this funk. I'm never going to heal if I'm just mad, and it's not helping me. It's hurting me. I can't even book my acting job because I'm not going in giving it 100%. I'm not myself. And I was like, that's not me. That's not how I was raised. That's not my energy. That's not the person I want anyone to see me as. You know, so I had to get it together. And so the answer to your question is therapy helped me tremendously with bringing this story to fruition and letting go of the anger and just realizing that I am valuable to somebody and that somebody is me right now, loving and so that I can translate love to the world because that's who I am. You know, I'm not an angry person. I've never been. My nickname is Smiley. So to walk around with all of that on me, it was just weight. Everything was just heavy. You know, heavy. So I honestly, the therapy, I credit it 100% to, you know, helping me reinvent myself and come back better than ever. I'm more at peace now than I've ever been in my entire life, not just over this relationship, but in my entire life because I understand now the journey and the process of healing and the process of forgiving and the process of not judging and the process of not blaming, you know, though a lot of it was what he did, I still stayed in it. So I'm just as at fault. My mother always said it takes two. So, you know, never settle. I learned that, and I learned, I relearned, because it wasn't like I didn't know, but that saying, love is blind, and so I was blinded about what I thought was love at the time, and I tell everybody, you know, I'm not here to bash this guy, because I was with him for 4.5 years, so it's not about bashing him, it's just about telling the story and moving on and hoping that I can save some other young woman and or young man from going through what I went through, because you don't have to. We really don't. Just let go of the fear. You have to be fearless and have faith, you know. And once I gave it to God, and once I let go and stopped trying to be in control and stopped trying to fight everything and just let it be and let the tears come, you know, I healed faster once I was able to just get a grasp on being Teddy Bear. It was like, all right, this happened. It's not the end of the world. Somebody didn't wake up today. You did, LaTanya. Move on.
First and foremost, I'm sincerely proud of you. And like Josh Stone once said, it's okay, just a little bruise, but not broken.
Yes.
Lord have mercy.
Thank you. Yes.
Just a little bruise.
Right.
But not broken. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you what the Teddy Bear does to give you. We're being joined by the incredible, yes, Lord, LaTanya Holmes. Things change on this journey, this self-discovery. When you first walked in the studio and you said, this is what I want to do. I'm going to pour all of myself in this song. Mm-hmm. What was the vibe the first time you walked in the studio and you started working on it?
Well, I actually wrote the song at 4 a.m. The lyrics came to me. I was asleep, and literally the lyrics woke me up, and I just recorded the lyrics and a rough melody into my phone recorder. And then I actually had just rekindled with Myron McKinley, who's the producer of the track. And Myron is Earth, Wind & Fire's musical director. He's worked with quite a few people. But I had just rekindled with him at Angie Fisher's Grammy party a few weeks before that. And he said to me, what you just said, he was like, what's going on with you? You know, Girl Love Hangover, we going into 3 years. You need a new record. And I hadn't seen Myron in years. We used to work together when I sang backgrounds for Cherokee. And so he said, I got to give you something. Send me something. What you got over there? You know, I said, I'll send you some stuff. So I didn't. Once Things Change came, I the next day I emailed him, you know, my little rough acapella demo, and I sent him a couple of other things, and he called me. He said, come over here. You got to come over here. This Thing's Change has something. This is it. This is the one. And I said, really? He said, yes. And so he said, matter of fact, I'm going to send you a scratch track, and let me know what you think about it, and then I want you to come over here because we have to flip the bridge you did, because my bridge was this very dissonant chords at first. So when I got to Myra's studio, you know, just to talk about the demo and start working on it, he sat me down and he said, what happened? He said, what happened? Man, he said, these lyrics, man. He was like, because he's known me so long, you know, and he said, oh, my God, you went through this, but you know this is about to bless the world, right? He said, you okay with exposing this? And I said, I'm scared. And he was like, don't be. He said, what are you scared of? I said, because everyone thinks that I'm just this perfect little smiley face, happy girl all the time. And now here I am. You know, those who know the relationship. I mean, it's been it's going on 2 years now that the relationship ended. But I said, but I'm not one to walk around advertising my business. And I said, I'm exposing it all. And he said, you are. He said, but does that make you feel good or bad? And I said, no, it's time for the world to know that the title of my bio is called "Is a Cry Behind My Smile." And I said, it's time for the world to know that I cry too. I hurt too. I'm human too. I went through this situation, but on the flip side, it ended bad, but it's all good. Now, this brother and I are able to say hello to each other. We're not mad at each other. I'm not going to be his best friend, but I'm not mad. I have to keep it 100, you know.
Right.
You know, I'm not trying to be your best, because I thought you were my best friend when we were together. So that whole thing where people want to be best friends with their exes trips me out, but that's a preference. It just doesn't, I don't think it works for me, not right away, maybe 10 years from now. But, but you know, the vibe in the studio, and Myron was the perfect producer because he was so gentle. I attracted you up. he was so delicate with me, you know, and he lets me just be, and you know, I cried, you know, some of it brought tears, it brought up the tears, and he just let me cry, and he gave me like, you know, some scriptures, some Joel Osteen stuff, and he was like, but you, he said, these are tears of joy because you came out on the other side, my sister, and we getting ready to do this. He said, you think that was an accident that this song, these lyrics woke you up at 4 a.m? I mean, you, this is not something that you sat and wrote, you know, worked on for days. You did this last night, and here you are 2 days ago, and now you're here. And there's nothing written down. I'm listening to what you sent me of an MP3 from your phone. So he said, this is God's way. I believe that God is telling you that you have to tell this story, and if you don't, you're right, because I told him how I felt. I said, my tests have become testimonies, and this one is the one I want to start with. This is not the only one, you know, but this is the one. And he said, it is one, because there are more people in bad situations that are feel like they're stuck probably than anything in the world right now. And my whole thing, again, was we weren't just talking about dating relationships, but people staying at jobs because the economy is bad, but, you know, feeling like their boss doesn't appreciate them or hating what they do. So he was like, I just feel like so many people will be able to relate on all levels. Like, this song to me is, these lyrics you've written are universal. So we just, he started messing with chords. You know, he had sent the rough demo a track the day before, but I was scared even of this track. What you're hearing, I mean, he went back and put a few things on it, but it's not, there's not much more now to this final track than he sent me the first day, because that first verse, when I got it, I was like, okay, when I got it, I said, okay, so I'm just wondering when you're going to add some more stuff on that first verse, right? You're going to give me some more music. He said, no. And I said, what do you mean, no? He said, your voice is going to be the music. The first verse is, I want you to set this song up telling your story. I don't want to overshadow it with all these musical things going on. Your voice has to be the music, and we'll build it from there. And I fought him. I was like, no, that's not going to work. You can. He was like, oh, it's going to work. He said, the only way it won't work is if you don't deliver your story, because I need for them to hear you.
Absolutely. For me personally, listening to the song, the whole vibe to me, just the whole aura of it, it reminds me of a song that Madonna did years ago called Take a Bow. And it just oozes that kind of vibe. And for the listeners out there who have yet to get this song, make sure that you head over to Amazon, iTunes, excuse me, and Spotify to purchase this fantastic new hit single. And before we get into it, again, I just want to tell you, I'm so thoroughly proud of you. I'm impressed with your strength, bouncing back and showing not only everyone else, but showing yourself exactly how strong you really are. Now, before we get into it, are you still, I don't like to use the term hopeless romantic. Do you consider yourself a hopeful romantic?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a hopeful romantic. I still believe in love. I'm from, my parents just celebrated their 48th wedding anniversary. So I'm from, I have a brother who's married and mom and dad, 48 years. And, you know, I'm from a family of love. So I definitely still believe in love, and I'm a hopeful romantic. And I just know God is just getting that special one ready to find me and getting me, making sure I'm ready for him. That's it. And I'm at peace with it. I'm not looking. I'm not supposed to go look. He will find me. Right now, I'm married to this music, this single. And like I said, being the best LaTanya that I can be, you know, for not just myself, but for my family and for the world, because, you know, I don't want to stand before you guys and live a lie and tell a lie. So I'm just working on bettering myself every day, because there's always room to grow. I don't believe in saying, I don't like to continue to say I'm a work in progress, because some people get stuck with that. I'm a work in progress. I'm like, you were a work in progress 10 years ago. When you gonna progress? And I say stuff like that. When can we just get to the progress, you know? Some people just live with that. I'm not going to do that, you know? So, yes, the answer to your question, I am definitely a hopeful romantic, and I still believe in love. Yes, indeed.
Lord have mercy. You heard it here first. Let's get into it. the new hit single. We're debuting it here first from the incredible LaTanya Holmes. Yes, Lord. Things change here in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio.
If you had just listened to my heart, we might not be apart. You called me insecure, 'cause my instincts were sure that you were cheating on me with a girl right down the street and lying constantly. So I had to set you free, 'cause we were not meant to be together, and we were never happily ever after, 'cause we were not meant to last forever. Just like the summer breeze and the fallen leaves in seasons of love, things change. Oh, if you had just told the truth up front, we might have worked things out. Instead, you told me lies, said you'd make me your wife. Then I saw you on my own, out with your ex-booty coat, just disrespecting me. So I had to set you free, yeah. 'Cause we were not meant to be together. No, baby,
never happily
ever after. Oh,
we were not meant to last forever.
Just like the summer breeze and the fallen leaves and seasons of love.
Amazon.com, and to get all the latest updates, make sure you let your fingers do the walking. Stop by LaTanya's official website. That's at LaTanyaHolmes.com. You can also catch up with her on Twitter, Facebook, and also on Instagram. Same handle, Tanya Holmes. My queen, it has been an honor for me to have you back on the show. Now, I got to ask, because I know the listener is going to get on me. When can we expect at least an EP or possibly an album?
I'm working on it, y'all. I actually have another song that's been recorded. I haven't heard the finals. I'm waiting on my producer, Wilkie, to get that to me. But we are working one single at a time. And I'm happy to say I have already recorded that second one. And then we are hoping that, and I'm writing, I mean, I'm in writing mode like crazy. So I have tons of songs written. Is just which producer will I approach to do the track, and But we are really hoping to bring you guys an EP. I want to say no later than the top of next year, just to be safe. And I would like to surprise y'all and hit y'all with something sooner. But, you know, I don't want to jinx myself. And then you're like, Latanya, what happened? But I can tell you this. You'll get a second single even if while the EP is still being worked on. You're going to get a second single this year. I can tell you that.
All right. I'm going to hold you to that, Princess. And, you know, this is your home and whatever you need. Please do not hesitate to let us know. You know, the teddy bear has nothing but the most profound respect and love for you and much continued success on your journey, my queen.
Thank you. I love you guys so much. Thank you, Teddy Bear. It's an honor and it's a pleasure, and I'm so grateful to have you guys just loving on me right now. And from day one, I appreciate you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Absolutely, my love. Hey, keep in touch. Don't be a stranger, okay?
I won't. I got to delete somebody so I can add you as my friend on Facebook.
Lord and mercy. I feel really special now.
So you just request, and you know, accept my request, because I'm going on here and see who I cannot delete that I don't really know, that from a friend of a friend of a friend, that I was like, let me be nice. I'm terrible. Pray for me, okay? Keep me in
your Lord. Stay sweet, my love, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, my queen. Ciao.
Okay.
The super talented Latanya Holmes here in the zone of LOTL Radio. We're going to take a little quick two and two, but in the meantime, let's step back in time with some more Latanya Holmes with Beautiful Day here in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio.
Put a chain on my shine, on this beautiful.
Blessings.